So as we begin our class over the next 3 weeks, this will be a different type of class than Larry teaches. It may not be better, guarantee it probably won't be better, but it will be different in its own way because I am not a lecture teacher. I am a teacher that looks for a lot of participation in my class. And the subject matter that we have, as well as the amount of time that we have, allows us a length of time, the start of a class. We've got a point that we can start at, and then it would allow us in 3 weeks to just give us an end to that class with questions, answers, comments, participations, discussions, all during those 3 weeks. And so when I stand up here, most all of you know that public speaking is not my thing. I have a real hard time with that. And when I get up in front of people, it seems that my mind takes a vacation. And I don't know what it is. I'm sure the chair will tell you that most of the time my mind is on vacation. But when I get in front of people, unless it's written down, I have a real hard time pulling things and making sense of many things. I find myself in trouble a lot of times. So I will not be able to answer all of your questions, but I do guarantee you with the people that we have in this class and the members here that there will be someone that will be able to answer a question that comes up that I can't answer. So, we good? Okay. Then why don't we get started with our class? Figure out which way to push this thing. What we're going to be looking at over the next 3 weeks is we are going to be taking a look at faith and hope. Over the next three Sunday evenings, we have three of our gentlemen giving lessons. Tonight will be Carl Walker, and he'll be talking about faith. John Hicks will be talking about hope. And Ted will pick up the final week talking about love. And so I've kind of stuck with this theme because I think faith, all of us and our faith is different. And so I think as we just take the time and we go through it and we study faith, I think we can glean things out of that study that maybe we haven't thought about, and maybe some of the things that I've put together that I want to talk about maybe will help us all. So anyway, when we start a study like this and we take a topic, the first thing that we always talk about or we want to discuss is, what's the definition of faith? So we're going to look at a biblical definition, and then we're going to look at a dictionary definition. So what is the biblical definition of faith? Mark? A person would be a good definition. Abraham and his faith. Yes. What, looking at him and an example. Lee?
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
That is true. Most people, when we talk about what is the biblical definition of faith, most people will always go to Hebrews 11 and verse 1. For me, this is the King James Version definition of faith. And as I was going through different types of translations, I came across one that I thought was very interesting. I would not recommend that everybody get the Living Bible and study from the Living Bible, but I really thought that the definition from the Living Bible was quite interesting. And that is, what is faith? It is the confident assurance that something we want is going to happen. It is the certainty that what we hope for is waiting for us, even though we cannot see it up ahead. So I think that just put things in a little more perspective. It gave us a little bigger picture of what faith is. Anybody else have a definition, biblical definition they want to use when it comes to faith? Carol.
If you have faith in Jesus, that he's the Son of God, the Christ, the Messiah, then you have a faith that spurs you to action as well as belief. So it's, faith is not just I believe, but it's an action that goes with the understanding.
Right, comes with the faith and action. Correct. Anybody else? So what do we see as the dictionary definition of faith? Does anybody want to take a stab at that one? Is a belief and trust in and loyalty to God something that is believed, especially with strong conviction, and it's without question? First, the Bible defines faith as being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Thus, in biblical vernacular, faith is a channel of a living trust that we have. We have a trust. The faith that we have is trust in something, so trust in our God or an assurance, and that stretches from man to God. So, faith is the assurance that God's promises will never fail, even if sometimes we do not experience their fulfillment in our mortal existence. Everybody understand that one? Hebrews 11 underscores the fact that we trust God to fulfill his promises for the future, even though they're unseen. Our faith expects God to fulfill those promises based on what he has already fulfilled in the past, what we already know he has done and will continue to do. Thus, our faith is not a blind faith, but based squarely on God's proven faithfulness. Comments, questions, Bob?
Faith is always, whether it's a faith in God or faith in physics or mathematics or whatever, it's always based on evidence.
I agree with you, however, there's a lot of people that don't agree with that. But that is true. I think faith is based on evidence, and I think as we go through this study, we will get into that. I have that as part of the Christian faith. So very true. It is based on evidence. Carol.
We always think of faith, especially with biblical faith, of it being a positive thing, but people in the world especially can have faith that, oh, I just know I'm going to flunk this test. I mean, faith can be just as negative, and I guess if you believe a prediction that God has made, that faith is believing in something negative too, although most of the people when they were warned by prophets did not believe.
Right, and I think the next section we're going to get to right now kind of touches on that, because you said, if I have faith, whether I pass this test or not. So are we dealing with faith at that point? So any other comments or questions? Ralph.
When the word confidence, standing up pretty good. Confidence.
Yes, confidence works very, very well in there. It's a confidence that we have. Faith, confidence, assurance. Correct. Very true. Any others? So because this is going to be a study on faith and hope, and I don't know whether we'll get everything on faith done that I want to get done in 3 weeks, but hope is the next in line. If we get done with faith, I have some things I want to talk about hope. So because we're going to be studying faith and hope, I thought right about now would be a good place to bring in and introduce hope. And so as we do that, what is the biblical or Christian definition of hope? Okay, well, you know, as I was studying this and got into faith and hope, every time we use the word trust, every time we use the word confidence in something happening or what, when you use those words, trust and whatnot, that is dealing with faith. And so, what is hope? I can tell you what hope is not. You know, hope is not that I hope my Super Bowl team wins, you know, or, you know, I hope I get a raise. That's not biblical hope. That's just plain hope that people talk about every day in our walk of life. Biblical hope is not a hope so, and I think that's what that is. That is a hope so. I hope so that my team will win, or I hope that the boss realizes that I'm so good that I should have a raise right about now. So it isn't it is a no-so. It isn't wishing for the best. It isn't wanting to see what happens and hope that it turns out well. Hope is not a feeling or an emotion. Hope is a knowledge of fact.
Those particular examples of hope are kind of based on chance.
Yes, absolutely. So, and that's why when we talk about hope, we can't talk about trust. Because it is a chance. My Super Bowl team might be the best team in the whole world and lose because it's just that particular day. Yeah.
Expectation. You expect it to happen.
Very true. Very true. Expectation is hope. So, anyone else? So, if someone says to you that, hope you have a good day, there's no guarantee that day will be good at all. It's just a comment, it's just a statement, I hope. I hope it's good for you. That's my hope for you. That's my wish for you. There's nothing to do with trust. There's nothing to do with faith. There's nothing to do with real assurance in it. Because you don't know what the day is going to bring. To have a biblical hope is to have a sure anchor of the soul. Not hoping for rain because the forecast says it's 60% chance of rain and you hope your garden is going to be watered today because it's supposed to be 60% chance of rain. There's no assurance to that at all. It is wishful thinking and it is utterly undependable and has no power to bring anything to pass. Human hope pales in the comparison to biblical hope. True? Comment. Sandra.
We have hope because we trust God from otherwise we'd be terrible.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So where would you most likely go in the Bible to give us an example of the biblical definition of hope? I mean,
thank you.
So that was Colossians 1, 5, starting at verse 5. For the tape, for the website, for those that are going to follow along. Colossians 1 and verse 5 has been brought up and following for the biblical definition of hope. Do you find it yet, Eileen?
Hope refers to the result of faith and treasure laid up in heaven where our faith will find its fulfillment in the presence of Christ.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So faith and hope go together in a lot of places. And so who else has another passage of where we could find where most people would go to read about hope? Go ahead.
I think Job is one of the good examples of hope. In the 13th chapter of that book, he says, though he slay me, referring to God, I will hope in him. Nevertheless, I will argue my ways before him. So he still hopes.
Still hope.
Verse 15 of Job 13.
Job 13 and verse 15 gives an example of hope. Yes, and we will be talking, I'll be bringing Job in as an example with his faith, faithfulness. So,
I thought of the story of Hannah.
Hannah.
First Samuel,
Hannah, all right. First Samuel 1:11. Okay, she made a vow.
Before the Lord.
Okay.
She's there, and you give me the son, I'll give him back to you. And he did. So that was her hope.
So her hope was a son, but she had faith that God would fulfill that? Okay. Okay. Most people, I think, would go over to Romans 8:24-25. For in hope we have been saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he already sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, with perseverance we wait eagerly for it. So hope is. Hope is something, that's why it ties so close to faith, because hope is this thing that still aren't seen either. I was gonna take some time and turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter, and we were going to kind of read 18 through 25, and maybe let's go ahead and do that. Turn over to Romans 8. And we'll begin at verse 18. For I reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to usward. For the earnest expectation of the creation waiteth for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only so, but ourselves also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for our adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For in hope we are saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopeth for that which he seeth? But if we hope for that which we see not, then we do with patience wait for it. And so I think the whole point is God gives us that hope. We are looking for the redemption of our souls. for that everlasting eternal life that we are looking for. And as you go down to the 31st verse, what shall we say then to these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him for us all, how shall he not also with him freely give us all things? I believe that every Christian has gone through or will go through that troubling, terrible time where deep doubts and fears flare up. But extinguishing those fears is as simple as staying in the Bible faithfully, day after day. That is our hope, and that is our faith that we are looking for as we go through this life. Any comments on that particular section? Okay. So what is the biblical definition, or the dictionary definition of hope? To desire with expectation or obtain or fulfillment, to expect with confidence, expect, hope, look. What those mean is to wait, await some occurrence or outcome. So as we look at that, let's look at hope in that particular section. We can look at expect. Expect implies a high degree of certainty and usually involves the idea of preparing or envisioning something. And of course, look implies assurance that expectations will be fulfilled. But hope implies little certainty, but suggests confidence or assurance in the possibility that what one desires or longs for will happen. So that is the biblical or the dictionary definition of hope. Is it, well, I don't know, I don't want to ask that question yet because it's on its way. But any questions on the dictionary definition of hope? So just for the fun of it, how does Hebrews 11:1 give me other scriptures that faith and hope are together? Then.
Okay, I have a scripture, but I wrote down a statement, and I'm not sure who said this, but I think it applies. Some Christians have the foundation of eternal life, but according to the world's standards, they will be saved from eternal death, but their life's work will burn up in God's presence and count for nothing. Though we do not deserve it, God graciously rewards us for what was accomplished only through Christ with no merit of our own. And then I went to Psalm 119:147. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word.
Very true. So let me put you on the spot. So what do you get out of that first passage that you read? Or that first comment that you don't know who wrote, but what do you get out of that? Because it's been funny, it went here and it went there, so every morning we all should wake up, shouldn't we, and pray and thank him for another day. But yet, what is the day going to bring us? So don't we need to pray for safety? We need to pray for that strength we need to pray for, the faith that we have that our goals are still going to be there, that God is going to be faithful. And yes, as we get to heaven, I mean, all our personal belongings or everything we have on earth isn't going to be there. It's going to be gone because it's all about our soul. And God's going to welcome us in His glory. And no matter what we had down here, whether we thought it was great or not, what God's going to reward us with in heaven is going to be a whole lot more. It won't matter whether it all burned up here or not. So, I do too, and I have faith in, and I have faith in Will.
And I think although that verse did not have the word faith in it, by the fact that she is praying, maybe David was praying for hope in the Word,
mm-hmm.
because the Word is mentioned, it seems to me that that's talking about faith in the words that they've heard. So they're hoping and their faith.
Right. Faith is used quite a lot in the Bible by a lot of characters of Abraham and David and whatnot. But when you look at it, it was their trust in the God that they were dealing with at that particular time. They had a different avenue than we have, and it was that trust that He was there. He was always going to be there. He was always going to deliver what He said. So, yeah. Margaret.
Is evidence a part of hope the way it is a part of faith?
Is evidence a part of hope the way it is as a part of faith? I believe so, but also there's little certainty. It suggests the confidence and the assurance. If it has evidence, and we're talking physical, in our physical life, if it has evidence, there wouldn't be a hope to it, right? Because the evidence is there. I don't know whether we'd say, I hope it was true if we had evidence. I would think that maybe we would, if it has a lot of evidence to it, I think that by faith we could assume that, and of course, you don't want to assume too much, but I would think that we could glean from that our faith, it would be true. The evidence would be true because there was evidence, and that would create the faith that we would have in whatever we're looking for. Does that make sense? Bob first, and then we'll go that
way. I don't think you'd say, I hope it rains today when the sky is blue and there's not a cloud anywhere.
That would be, although in 10 minutes in Oregon it could change. So, Jimmy first.
It's very hard to separate belief, faith, trust. It's like bone marrow. There's a whole bunch of the different pieces that have to fit together. And in the Hebrews, when we're mentioning that, it's just the evidence, it's the conviction. It's a conviction that you trust. You believe, you hope. If you can't see it, but it's there. It's in your heart. Because you believe in Jesus, the Son of God. And there is definitely evidence that you can see that you can believe.
Oh, absolutely. And we're going to talk about that too. Yeah, the evidence that's out there is just overwhelming. And so the faith that we should have in it. So Carol first and then Sherry.
I was just going to say, before you have faith, you have hope. In other words, a lesser faith in something before your evidence all comes to the depths of faith. In some instances, that you may not have faith, but you're hoping, and that's because you haven't learned enough about the evidence.
Right. So somebody that comes and opens the Bible and reads the Bible, they're hoping that what the Bible is saying is true, and as they get in and they read it and they start believing it more, then it becomes faith, not hope anymore, but the faith that what the Bible says is true. Right?
I think the world uses the word hope very loosely. I have a study for my geometry test, I sure hope I pass it.
people who are Christians, their hope has a lot more faith.
Substance to it.
Substance and evidence of what you're hoping for is more likely than if I didn't say it in my test, what's the possibility of getting that? I hope you get a raise, or I hope you win the lottery. I mean, those are very just high in the sky kind of hopes without any substance.
They're worldly hopes. They're worldly dreams. They're worldly things that people think about instead of primarily on God. Any more comments? Yes.
When I think of faith, what comes to my mind is Matthew 17:20. He replied, "Because he has a little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, you move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So that's awfully small.
You know what? Yes, it goes from the small. It goes from the small to the biggest thing, doesn't it? And if our faith is that strong, have faith of a mustard seed, we can move that mountain. And that's what God is. God does for us. Yes.
Looking at
Romans 5:1-5. All right.
Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance. And perseverance, character, and character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given to us. So, thinking faith comes before hope. We will admit it. We're hoping for the glory of God. That's what we're hoping for.
Right. Right, but I think, like Carol was saying, I think, you know, we pick up a Bible because what? We have faith? Or that? Well, we hope that something in this Bible is going to make a change in my life. And then as you read it, then it changes. So that's one of the scriptures that I have to where faith and hope are in together in the same verse, and that was Romans 5, verse 2, that those two were together.
Can you read your version of Romans 8:21 again, or is that going to mess you up to go backwards?
Romans 8:21. I was reading from the American Standard. Okay. 8:21. That the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the liberty of the glory of the children of God.
Okay.
What does yours say? Read yours.
Well, it's almost the same, but I thought it was something different. For the creation was subject to the futility, not of its own will, but because of him who subjected it in hope. So, does that say that we have faith in the creation and God and everything because God had hope in his plan?
Wow. American Standard didn't even have the word hope in it. So, what version is yours?
New American.
Did she read verse 20?
Did I read 20?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Do you want me to read verse 22 then?
No, 20,
yeah. 20? For the creation was subjected to vanity, not of its own will, but by reason of him who subjected it in hope.
In hope. So
yeah.
God created it in hope that we would
value it.
Vanity, be saved, and be righteous.
I think so.
Romans 8:24-25.
Yes. Romans 8:24-25. That is talking about hope, but I don't see faith in there. I want faith and hope in the same verse.
1 Corinthians 13:13.
Can you quote it, Bob?
Kind of paraphrase it, but...
And now these three remain, faith, hope, and love.
Yeah.
The greatest is love. It's another one I had. Yes. Anyone else? How about Colossians 1:23? If indeed you continue in the faith firmly established and steadfast and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creations under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. I tell you what, we don't have to go through all of these. Go home and look up faith and hope in the same verse. I come up with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I came up with 7. I'm sure there probably might be more, but those are the 7 that I wrote down. So let me ask this question here before we get into the real study of faith. What is the difference between faith and hope? We've kind of been talking about it, but in both of the definitions, I picked a couple words out of each of them that describe both of them. Yes, Frank.
Faith is you believe in it. Hope is something you expect.
Belief, trust. Can we use trust in the word belief? Hope is something that you're expecting. Okay. Anyone else? Lee. Faith would be abide, and hope would be endure.
Endure.
Explain the endure to me.
Endure.
Continue.
It's forever, sort of.
A hope would be forever.
No. Faith.
So.
Either one.
So you could use faith and hope by abide and endure, and they both are interchangeable?
Yeah.
Okay. Kathy? There's a drastic difference, although they are used together. That's what makes it so hard. When I start thinking about faith and hope, I just got all messed up because it seems like to me they were almost one and the same, but then when you look at them, they really are different. Favorite person in here.
I don't think you can have hope without faith. So you have to have the faith before you get the hope.
I don't know. I still think I can have hope in something. I can have hope that the Bible's true, but until I read it, then that's when my faith comes in. So I have to have hope first. Jared, what? Yeah, I think there's a lot of different ways how you put it, but as we look at the definitions, what is the difference between faith and hope? Bob?
Faith carries the idea of belief, where hope carries the idea of desire.
Okay. Okay.
So, teacher, why don't you tell us?
Well, I got. Well, I want everybody else to. Yeah, I'll tell you what I've got. But,
and Romans 5, verse 1 says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, does faith offer more peace than hope? I mean that might be a little bit of the definition, that faith, you have more peace in your heart because your faith is that much deeper than your hope.
Okay. All right, let me tell you what I... Okay.
Michael.
my brain went on vacation for a minute. I failed English. Verb and an adjective.
One
is an action that
you best
describe.
Faith is an action, an internal action, absolutely.
I can see hope as being something. I mean, if I said that, Rachel would probably be right. Of your faith.
All right, so let me tell you what I was kind of looking for, and it was just in the two definitions that we looked at. The definition that we found for faith was without question. There's no question about our faith, because the evidence points us in that direction, and our faith is without question that there is a God, He had a Son, and so as we look at that, it's without question. So as I look at the definition of hope, there is little certainty in hope. That's where your hope turns to faith, to where there is an assurity in it. What?
We're told to hope in the Lord, though. Certainly we're to have expectation and certainty there.
Absolutely. It implies little certainty, right, but it implies little certainty in the fact that it suggests a confidence and an assurance in the possibility that one desires and longs for will happen. So when we hope in the Lord and whatnot, that all comes back to our faith thing. But as we look at hope, what's our hope? You know, understand. That's why they're so close together, because faith and hope work together. But when you look at the definitions of them, faith is so much stronger because there's so much assurity to the fact of faith. Our faith, we can have it. You know, so we hope in the Lord and we do all this stuff, but if we don't have faith, what does the hope do for us?
Well, I'd like to say, from my point of view, that the uncertainty and hope would apply to the individual, at least to myself. I'm the uncertain in myself, even though I have hope.
Right.
But I being a weak individual.
Right. So I think...
Well, in Romans 5, it talks about the hope and the glory of God, and right. Also says in Romans 5:5, now hope is not disappointed because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has given us to us. I know what you're saying.
That's why before I asked that question, I said, give me verses to where they both appear together, because they are so related and they are so close, but there is a difference between them. And so what is that difference? It's something that has to be different.
I don't think how we actually use the word hope today even matches that dictionary definition. Because the way we use hope, it's like, well, I hope for this to happen, but it could go either way. We don't really know, but I kind of wish that it wouldn't happen this way.
Yeah, and that's the uncertainty part of it. Yeah, absolutely.
But even the dictionary definition said the expectation that something would happen. And I think having hope in a biblical sense more matches that dictionary definition, where I know that someday I can look forward that God will, you know, that from heaven, and I can hope in that and expect that that's coming and to look forward to that and rely on that.
Right. Mark first, and then.
I think she makes a really good point, and I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Because as we are all sitting here together in this class, and we are talking through, you know, dictionary definition, biblical definition, you would think that it would be so rote that we would get it, but we don't. In that she was right, where we use the terminology and we don't use it correctly, but it just becomes something that's natural to us to use, even though we don't use it correctly. Now that we are studying it, and now that I know that between my wife and I, she will help me be accountable for using that term correctly, that's going to bring me closer to God. And that's going to bring me closer to using words that help me to consider what is my hope, and how did I get my faith? And so, I like this kind of discussion.
Okay. Real quick. Do what?
I don't always use words correctly.
Neither do I. So you've got less than 15 seconds.
Back to that Romans 8:20 verse that I was talking about. God has hope in his creation, in his plan for us. He doesn't have faith in it, but he has hope in the fact that the plan will come to our
Thank you. We will pick up next week with the actual study of faith is the means to a beginning.